than 1 Samuel 1:20. It came about in due time after Hannah had conceived that she gave birth to a son, and she named him Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked him of the Lord." We know this story that Hannah is one of two wives and she can never have kids, and one day she's in the temple, she's crying out to God. And the priest says, "Woman, you're drunk, what are you doing here?" And she said, "I'm not drunk, I'm sad." And she told him what he would do, and he said, "May the Lord have mercy on you." And he did. The Lord heard, and she went home. And she conceived. She said, "If you have a son, I will give him back to you." And she did. That son became Samuel, who, when he was weaned, he took back to the temple, became the first great prophet. But God spoke to him, and he spoke for God. He anointed Saul as king. He anointed David. He led the people. Because Hannah was obedient, and God was gracious.